Now, are you a big gossip? Do you talk about other people, love a bit of scandal and dirt, love prying into the lives of others? New study claims that gossip can actually benefit society by preventing bullying and encouraging cooperation. The commentators Niamh Horan and Andrea McVeigh give me their views.
I love a gossip, but you know what? I mean, this study's come out. Other studies show, one study showed that 60% of conversations involve gossiping. And to me, gossiping is just information. You're passing information on. And that's what makes the whole world go round. You know, we talk about things. And gossip doesn't have to be bad or malicious. It can be, oh, such and such got a promotion. Oh, did you see such and such got engaged? Or somebody's had a baby. I mean, it's how we interact with people. It's how we bond, and that you can bet you've probably been gossiped about a lot for the past 10 years, and you've probably gossiped about people, but you have to remember that if you gossip, you will be gossiped about. You know that thing, never be the first person to leave a room, because as soon as you go, you'll be the person gossiped about. So it happens, and it has always happened for thousands of years.
Can you trust a gossip?
Well, I don't see why not. I mean, some people make it their business, aren't they? They're professional busybodies and they're professional gossips. And I think the rule is that, you know, you don't necessarily trust somebody like that. But I mean, I think if you're having a chat with your friends, it's a good way of understanding. It's a way to let off steam and it lets you know who to trust. And rather than going up to somebody and say, what's your political opinion? What religion are you? What do you think about this issue? You sort of talk about things, maybe it's celebrity or other people, and you find out a bit about them and you know whether they're going to make a good friend or not, whether they think the same things as you. And we all want to bond with other people.
Niamh?
And it's finding out who are
bond with.
I'll
tell you something, I wouldn't fancy living in our neighbourhood or being in our circle of friends if that's your view of life and gossiping. Listen, if you want to let off steam, do something constructive and positive. I mean, you talk about gossip and the fact that it actually helps stop bullying. Not in the slightest. It helps it to fester, if anything. I mean, gossip is essentially talking about people's personal, private lives. And it's always said about the person when they're not around. So I would see it as completely, anybody who takes part in that is completely spineless that they can't say to the person's face. And I mean, because the very definition of it is that the person isn't there. And also, you can never trust. And if anybody out there is listening and thinks about the person who's the biggest gossip in their life, would you tell them anything?
But
anytime I hear someone gossip to me, I'm like, I register something in my head to say, right, never tell my stuff because they'll just do the exact same back at me when I'm not around.
Well, there are people who are big motor mice like that anyway, but everybody gossips. I mean, a study shows that 60% of conversations involved gossiping, and for thousands of years, people have gossiped. And in a way, it's a good thing. It teaches us about the social norms and conventions in society, what's good,
two
what's
points
bad,
there, that everybody
what are the
does
norms.
It and it's been going on for thousands of years doesn't make it right. And actually, you're talking about that it keeps people in social norms. Yeah, absolutely. It keeps people down. It keeps people in line because people are afraid to act out or maybe do what they want or
maybe
live
that's
a life
a good
they,
thing
they want
because
to live because they're afraid what other people will say about
because maybe the things that they want to do are bad.
That you've never done where you've never lived your life to the full or you've never taken a particular path that you want to take because you're afraid what other people will say about you. That's essentially the work of gossip.
But don't you think that there's something really interesting about how we all react to someone who's bitching about us or spoofing about us? Like there was someone in here, right? Wasn't that long ago, actually. And there was someone in here and they were being vitriolic towards me, right? Absolutely trying to assassinate me in here. And every time I saw them in the corridor, they were smiling at me. In fact, they came up to me one time and tried to have a conversation. And, you know, Why do we not confront these people? Because what a lot of us do, and what I've done for years, is I kind of smile to these people while growling inside, thinking to myself, you know, I can't stand your hypocrisy. And what I did on this occasion, and I'll tell you what, I felt far better for it. I just said, do you see you? Don't speak to me again. Clear off. Why don't we do that about these gossips?
I did the opposite, actually. Somebody had spread a very, very, very malicious rumour about me last year around Dublin, where I live, and I found out who it was, and I picked up the phone and confronted them, and they said straight away, yes, I did pass that on. I said, it's not true, and I gave them proof, and they said, I'm really sorry, I'll go back and tell X, Y, and Z. But by then, it was too late. I mean, it's come back to me 20 different ways during interviews when I meet people out. And that's the thing about gossip. You can never, ever take it back. It's like shaking a pillow of feathers. It's gone forever. there's always be a certain doubt in somebody's mind. And that's the thing about people's reputation as well, and, you know, why we've put strong defamation.
But should we confront these people more, Andrea?
Well, yes. I mean, I think absolutely doing that, saying directly to their face is the way to go. It's like, you know, I've heard that you've been talking about me. Is it true? What's your problem? Absolutely. Rather
Andrea, why would you need to confront somebody if you think that it's okay, if you think that gossiping is okay? Why would you be asking them what their problem is?
Because I don't think gossip necessarily needs... No, listen, I don't think gossip has to be malicious. That's my point. I don't think gossip is always negative or malicious.
But 90% of the time it is, because it's talking
about a person who's not around. You just pluck that out of thin air. I mean, not 90% of the time.
No, it is. Most of the time, it's malicious. Because the very nature of it is that the person who's talking about
is not around. Gossip can be about people's relationships, about somebody having a baby, somebody getting a job, somebody going through a crisis in their life, somebody having an illness. It doesn't
I would see gossip.
No,
gossip doesn't have to
be malicious. And it can be, you know, we gossip about celebrities, and that's in a safe way. Nobody gets hurt when we gossip about celebrities, because we're exploring social norms.
Would you gossip about somebody in front of their face?
No, you wouldn't.
Things that you'd say behind their back.
Well, because people do.
I think if you're talking about bullying as well, it causes loss of productivity. It wastes people's time. It wastes, you know, the authorities' time to deal with it as well. It completely destroys reputation.
Well, what about the gossip?
And people's self-esteem as well. By the very nature of it, it empowers the person who's gossiping and completely disempowers the person who's been talked about, because they can't do anything. It's out of their control.
But what if the gossip is saying such and such is a bully? Is that not a good thing? Or such and such is getting beaten up by her husband?
I've seen bullying happen firsthand over the years, and it's never, ever, ever been made better by gossiping. If anything, it's been made worse, because people talk about it behind the other person's back, saying, well, did you see what happened there?
But gossiping is a share.
She gave her an awful time, and then they end up being wallflowers or furniture, and they don't confront
you. That's terrible.
It's completely cowardly, and it's done by people with no backbone. And if you want to enjoy a bit of gossip or a bit of what other people's lives to make yourself feel better, then watch a soap like Coronation Street. Don't talk about real people.
That's what I'm just saying. We got
your circle of friends in inverted commas, or your social circle.
We gossip about celebrities as well. It's a human need to try and make sense of the world around us and the behaviour of other people. So we talk about celebrities' affairs or their eating disorders, or President Hollande of France. These are social norms. Having an affair isn't good. Treating somebody like that isn't good. Having an eating disorder is not good. It's all a way of exploring issues in society, and it is how we bond with people and how we know if people think the same as us, because obviously we socialise and we like to surround ourselves with people who think the same way that we do.
Really? You don't want to surround yourself with anybody who disagrees with you or has alternate views?
Well,
and when you constantly say something is a social norm, it doesn't make it right.
Come on. We surround ourselves with people. We make friends with people who broadly agree, who hold the same social views that we do. That isn't to say that you never disagree or that you never... wow me.
You're gossip and you're narrow-minded.
Don't wow me. This is getting aggressive.
This is ridiculous. I mean, really, about being narrow-minded. We surround ourselves. You don't make friends with somebody who you disagree with on fundamental principles.
Okay.
I wouldn't want to be friends with somebody who didn't have the same moral and political outlook as me.
I'm sorry, this is getting funnier and funnier.
Why would I want to be friends with a bigot? Why would I want to be friends with somebody who thought homosexuality was wrong? Why would I want to be friends with somebody like that?
You're friends where you have to agree with most of what you believe in. Anyway, you're putting up there.
Hold on, one of you speak at a time. Niamh Horan. Do my head and you two shouting over each other. Niamh Horan.
Your point back there about celebrities. I mean, part of my job, and I was an entertainment editor for a couple of years there, and I was part of that as celebrities in their private life, and that is completely different. And the reason it is because when you become a celebrity or you put yourself out there in public, it's not like your private life isn't like a tap that you can turn on and off. It's part of yourself that you're willing to sell in return for fame, in return for money, in return for recognition, and people understand that. But for people who want to keep their lives private, who are very private people, who don't want their personal affairs talked about, it's completely different. So to say that we gossip about an actor or an actress in, on a soap or in movies that we see is not the same as doing it about someone in your office or your neighbourhood. And sorry, but I mean, there's kids listening to this or, you know, who are on their way to school or a completely wrong message to send out. So anybody should gossip about another person in their circle. It's never, ever right.
Okay, interesting stuff. Niamh, thank you very much indeed. Andrew McVeigh, lovely to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.